you mentioned this woman had brain mets.
Mm-hmm.
So you're using, I mean, bevacizumab in that
yes.
situation?
Yeah, and I'm very impressed with the GBM safety data with bevacizumab. It's looking good, and there's a lot of data at ASCO this year with GBM's safety with Bev. And so I've used it in this gal and another gal, very desperate, triple negative patient. Don't know if she's responding yet, triple negative, but she had resection of a solitary brain met in January. And she hasn't developed any additional brain mets, and I, with great trepidation, am giving her Bev, but it's a desperate situation. So far, so good. She hasn't had any bleeding or anything.
David, what do we actually know about bevacizumab and brain mets?
Well, some of the initial concern about bleeding was seen in patients that had tumors with a high propensity to bleed, such as liver that metastasized to the brain, very unusual, but apparently one that does tend to bleed. So I think that the restriction we have had with patients with a history of brain metastases may be a little too rigid. There are plans to formally look at this. I don't know if this has actually been formalized in a protocol, but I also agree that someone who's been stable for some time who you think might benefit from this, or if you're writing a study, that would be a reasonable group to look at. Obviously, informed consent has to stress the risk of bleeding. My guess is that it will be acceptably low, and we should move forward with looking at that population. It's a big population, and all of you out there that treat a lot of breast cancer patients certainly have a significant representation of this group in your metastatic cohort of patients.
Rowan?
Yeah, my understanding was that the restriction came from an early patient in a phase 2 study, and it might have been the signal patient. And as more data developed, it's really a question whether this really is an issue. And so I think the glioblastoma data, plus the fact that it was an early signal and may have been a false positive signal, leaves me very comfortable with using it. And I look at the other ways, what's the data that it is detrimental rather than what's the data that it's safe?